somebody with a female voice like to read this page for us?
Yo.
Yay.
Yay.
It was never easy to manage their raw talent. It would have been far easier to manage a raw squid. Talent is always difficult, and they had a lot of that, and that. They were erratic. They were a challenge. They were intellectuals. They were dynamic.
Even ring the bell.
And they excited me. I wanted to spread that excitement. That is what I do. Most of my clients before The Unknown wrote genre fiction, romance, mystery, suspense. I'm a commercial person, and if you say that what I do is shallow, I won't argue too vociferously. I am about buzz, making a good buzz. Not always for good books. Not always for books that I myself would read. This is the career that I've chosen. I'll never change the world, but I know what makes a great headline. I know how to get reviews. I know how to place an artist anywhere from a she-she cocktail party to a university symposium. I can get you in the Village Voice. I can get you interviewed. I can get you a reading at a multiplicity of bookstores. I know how to bend the right ears. I'm good at what I do. I work the phones. I work the phones. I have a BA from Vassy with a double major in English and advertising. I like Victorian novels, how they take their time to fulfill a long, slow arc, how they create a world for manners, how they turn the position of governess from a menial occupation to one that is heroic. I ride the streams of media, which shift from hour to hour. My Rolodex is voluminous. My friends say that I'm a fun drunk when I drink, which I do on Saturday nights. I swing dance and I samba. I'm not very good at dancing, but I do it anyway, and I have a blast. I'm single, but I'm not lonely. The last time I had sex, I wasn't making love. He was a financial whiz kid who worked for Citibank. It had been months, and he told me a good joke. He was cynical, but was a decent lover. I wasn't in love with him, but we had a few decent dates. I'm not looking for permanence. I don't think I'll meet Mr. Wright, not in New York. None of that matters to me right now. I have a niece named Melissa. Take her to the movies every Tuesday night. I took her to see Titanic 3 times. Now, admit, I cried the first 2 times. I worked for an agency I won't mention here before I set off on my own. I was tired of all the assignments they gave me. Mass market dross. I set off on my own and I took several of their best clients with me. Dick Thrush, author of Nick Cabin Clown Detective Series. Shalina Warple, author of M is for Murder, L is for Love Series. And Helena Cartwright, author of the Wild River Long Lost Love Pastoral Romance Series. I was paying $1,200 per month for a studio apartment on the Upper East Side and my ends were barely meeting. I was feeling kind of lonely and slightly desperate financially when I ran across The Hypertext of the Unknown. It was different and exciting. I thought the balding one was pretty cute. And let me confess, let me be upfront, it smelled like money. And more than that, it smelled like art. Can I describe to you how good those two things smell? Moisturizing back in. I was extremely interested in what they were doing, and so I approached them, and they were approachable. What's more, they needed me. They really needed someone like me. They liked me, and I liked them. They were disorganized, barely in control. They had too many ideas and not enough time. So I made their arrangements. I magnified them. I broadcast them. I got them readings and interviews and appointments and shows. I made love to one of them. It was a breach of professionalism, but so what? It was discreet. It was a wonderful night in Trump Tower that I'll never meet again. Milk sheets and a magnificent view, room service, and polka bands, strawberry champagne, and laughter. New York is a big city. I take long walks at night in Central Park. The boys, I call them that, the boys, they call me on the cell phone. Sometimes while I'm out walking, I tell them where to go and what to do, and they appreciate that. They are bigger than either they or I ever thought they could become. There was a hole in my life and they filled it. I've got more clients than I can handle now and I just got a new assistant. I hear 20 different languages every time I walk down the street. I eat 30 different types of cuisine. I often bump into old friends from Brooklyn or from prep school or from Vassar. most of them have become different, like we all do. Sometimes I get lonely, but not often. This is my life, and I am living it in New York City.